Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 8 with verses 31 through 33. Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as humans, beings, do." When we think like our nature, human that we are, we only see desires our heart wants to implore, and not very far. But when we think like God by placing Him first, we begin to see the grace that implores us to thirst, not curse, in a life that's more than subpar. Our human nature wants to run the show. We want God to be placed on a shelf or inside a book many of us don't know. You see, God wants you to honor Him as the leader of your soul, seeking love, faith, and hope, and others you might not know. But you can earnestly give them prayer by the supplications we proclaim to show the beauty of making God your practice of what He asks us all to sow. These three P's of salvation will give you the insight of God as you place Him first, thinking of Him in your decisions to honor Him in all things that you know by His grace. You will implore redemption to be freed as the reason we call on Him everywhere we go. No longer will we thirst, but live in Him to grow. Amen. Join me in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know You died and rose for me. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. This is day 6 of a novena that we're praying for our niece Brittany, who is a mother of 4 and 33, who has brain cancer, stage 3. Please keep her in your prayers. We pray for our Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. And my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We are in chapter 8. We will be in verses 31 through 33 this morning. Three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Thinking New, Being Human. Man's Son greatly suffer, Jesus taught. Elders reject, also scribes and chief priests will kill. After day 3, rise, Messiah, they had caught. Jesus openly this was spoke, no matter the thrill. Aside Jesus taken by Peter, him rebuke, nothing seemed sweeter. Disciples his, Jesus turned to speak. Peter rebuked, Satan, me behind, get, seek. Thinking you being human, not as God who is truth. Thoughts like this see your ruin, son of man foretold in your youth. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruise Wiggins. It's September 21st, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Silence and music seem so sweet. It's the Lord that we seek to meet. We find him in everything that we want to do, as long as we say a prayer for me and for you. Today we close in the name of Jesus, wanting to honor him in all things. We call on his name and we seek to see what other we can bring. That's you and me along for the ride. We learn to take Jesus and never deny. Amen. Write that one down and send it to me. And that would be a grace. Today we close at 7-Eleven, thanking, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and our good friends John and Marie as we perpetually pray for them each day. Which is good friends that we've gotten to know over the years that we want to say we love you, and God bless you each and every day. In the name of Jesus, we close.